This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's top commander said on Monday Kyiv controlled around 1,000 square kilometers of Russia's Kursk region, his first public comments since Ukraine launched its biggest cross-border attack in almost 2.5 years of full-scale war. Russia is still struggling to repel the incursion 7 days since it began. Russia's acting governor of Kursk region says Ukraine controls 28 settlements and the incursion was about 12 kilometers deep and 40 kilometers wide. Hundreds of firefighters on Monday continued to tackle a large wildfire burning outside of Greece's capital. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A major forest fire was raging out of control on the fringes of Athens as authorities issued evacuation orders for the suburbs. Flames crackled on the northern outskirts of the Greek capital, with some towering at times. The fire charred homes and sent a blanket of smoke and ash over central Athens, where the smell of burning lingered in the air. The fire department said 670 fighters, backed by 27 teams specially trained to tackle wildfires, were battling the flames. I'm Karen Chamas.
The FBI says it's investigating allegations sensitive documents from Donald Trump's campaign were stolen in a cyber intrusion days after the campaign declared it had been hacked by Iran. The FBI released a brief statement on Monday that read, quote, "We can confirm the FBI is investigating this matter." The campaign provided no specific evidence of Iran's involvement. But the claim came shortly after Microsoft issued a report detailing foreign agents' attempts to interfere in the U.S. campaign in 2024. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. This is the U.S. on Monday says it believes Iran or its proxies may launch a strike against Israel as soon as this week. The moves come as the U.S. and other allies have pushed for Israel and Hamas terrorists to achieve a ceasefire agreement that could help calm soaring tensions in the region following the assassination of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran and a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut. Germany, France, and Britain on Monday called for a Gaza ceasefire as Israel braces for a large-scale attack. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem joined VOA's Flashpoint on Monday as ceasefire talks are set to resume later this week.
These are being called sort of last-ditch talks that, you know, if they don't get an agreement soon, there won't be an agreement. But again, that's a lot of posturing. Originally, I think the thought was that Iran would hold off until after these talks to see if anything was going to come out of it. And that, for some reason, has changed.
Hear more on VOA's Flashpoint. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is returning, at least for one night, to X, the social media platform formerly Twitter, from which he was banned for nearly 2 years following the January 6, 2021 storming of the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is slated to have a live conversation with Elon Musk, the owner of X. The social media platform touts it as unscripted with no limits on subject matter, adding it should be, quote, highly entertaining. X subscribers are encouraged to pose their own questions for the 8 p.m. Eastern Time event. Musk has already endorsed Trump's candidacy and says they've done testing to make sure there aren't glitches like those that disrupted a campaign launch in 2023 by Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new study suggests the planet Mars may be drenched beneath its surface with enough water hiding in the cracks of the underground rocks to form a global ocean. The findings published on Monday are based on computer modeling as well as seismic measurements from NASA's InSight lander. The spacecraft detected more than 1,300 Mars quakes before shutting down 2 years ago. Scientists say the water is believed to be deep down in the Martian crust. I'm Joe Ramsey.